Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 116, numéro 116. Today we are continuing our series on important verbs conjugated in the future tense. In this episode, we'll learn to conjugate the French verb pouvoir, which means can or to be able to, in the simple future tense. Now, if you are not yet familiar with the present tense of pouvoir, I recommend you pair this episode with episode number 31. It is quite important to understand the present tense conjugation before moving to the future tense. Now, as always, if you are new to the podcast, please make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet ready so you can see the spelling of the words while you listen. And when you finish this episode, head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download your lessons, exercises, and practice what you've learned today. You'll find all the necessary download links in the episode notes. Okay, so now let's get into the simple future tense conjugation of pouvoir. Please repeat after me. Répétez. Après moi, je pourrais, I will be able to, je pourrais, tu pourras, you will be able to, singular, informal, tu pourras, il pourra, he will be able to, il pourra, elle pourra, she will be able to, elle pourra. On pourra. We will be able to. Informal. On pourra. Nous pourrons. We will be able to. Nous pourrons. Vous pourrez. You will be able to. Plural or singular. Formal. Vous pourrez. Ils pourront. They will be able to. Masculine, ils pourront, elles pourront, they will be able to, feminine, elles pourront. Now let's have a look at some example sentences. First one, je pourrais t'aider avec les préparatifs de la fête. I will be able to help you with the party preparations. Je pourrais t'aider avec les préparatifs de la fête. Est-ce que tu pourras t'occuper de mon chat la semaine prochaine? Will you be able to take care of my cat next week? Est-ce que tu pourras t'occuper de mon chat la semaine prochaine? Elle pourra finir son projet avant la date limite. She will be able to finish her project before the deadline. Elle pourra finir son projet avant la date limite. On pourra partir en vacances au ski cet hiver. We will be able to go on a ski holiday this winter. On pourra partir en vacances au ski cet hiver. Next one. Si les billets sont disponibles, nous pourrons prendre le train pour Paris mercredi matin. If tickets are available, we will be able to take the train to Paris on Wednesday morning. Si les billets sont disponibles, nous pourrons prendre le train pour Paris mercredi matin. Est-ce que vous pourrez assister à la réunion tout à l'heure? Will you be able to attend the meeting later? Est-ce que vous pourrez assister à la réunion tout à l'heure. Ils pourront participer à la compétition le mois prochain. They will be able to participate in the competition next month. Ils pourront participer à la compétition le mois prochain. All right, so that is it with the examples. Now let's do a recap. Je pourrais, I will be able to. Tu pourras, you will be able to, singular, informal. Il, elle pourra, he or she will be able to. On pourra, we will be able to, informal. Nous pourrons, we will be able to. Vous pourrez, you will be able to, plural or singular formal. Ils, elles pourront, they will be able to, masculine and feminine. And voilà, that is the end of today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to reinforce what you've learned today. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode. À bientôt. Bye.